And welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. Now, one of the things that's hit the news this week is that there was a book burning in China. All right, and that sounds a bit like over the top, and I agree. But China censors burned an entire Kickstarter print run of the Call of Cthulhu source book, The Sassoon Files. Now, I mentioned this on the blog, done a little bit more, dug a little bit deeper in this, and, well, first, as somebody on the Discord private messaged me, it's hard to, this is one of those things that's hard to prove that it actually happened. Is this a Kickstarter creator who's decided this is their best way to buy time and say, hey, our entire run of stock on this book that we were having printed in China got destroyed by the Chinese censors, but we got back our deposit and we're looking for another printer. It's plausible. Don't get me wrong. But assuming that this happened, okay, and I have no evidence to say contrary, assuming that this happened, that these books got destroyed, they got destroyed probably, most likely, for the art. And say that because one of the things that China censors is depiction of bones, and I can be damn well sure there's probably bones that are depicted in the artwork here. Now, a lot of stuff gets through China. Most RPG books, it seems, are published in China. I believe Paizo publishes in China, and Wizards of the Coast publishes in China. And you can't tell me there aren't animated skeleton depictions in these books. I believe the artwork, being a Call of Cthulhu book, was a bit more to the extreme and drew attention to it. Likely, or at least plausible. We'll leave it at that. But what I find very interesting is that people, even somebody mentioned on my blog, well, they did this because they're communists. No. This isn't because of communism or socialism. Despite the arguments going on in N-World, which have really nothing to do, because they have this article linked too, their conversation has all come down to American politics. It has very little to do with actual policies of an authoritarian government. Okay? So you could see this happening in China, right? One man, pretty much, it's a party rule, but there's no real voting on it. You could see this happening in Venezuela. Okay, not because they're socialists, but because it's an authoritarian rule. That is what it comes down to. It's he who controls publishing, news, internet, etc. You control communication. And I find that interesting. Now, going beyond that, if this happened, and again, I assume it did, we're working on that assumption that this is a legitimate news story. It was on Boing Boing. That's where I found it. Today is Wednesday, March 27th, and it was also covered today on N-World. I covered it last night on a blog. But assuming this happened, assuming that this I don't know, book run, and apparently every title, every publication in China can be or is reviewed by the Chinese censors of, from the government. So you got to figure the possibility is there that this could happen to other role-playing game releases. Now, why do publishers publish in China? Why do they have the books printed in China, I should say? Well, the answer to that is pretty damn simple. cost effectiveness. Okay. Where do you get the most bang for your buck? Sadly, it's not publishing in the U.S. for the most part. It is, however, publishing in China, like everything else that we do. So now there's the possibility that other Kickstarters, other publishers could have similar issues. I don't know what other viable printing markets there are that are cost effective as China is, as a market for printing role-playing books. I mean, I've heard people, whether on the various social media posts that I link to my blog post, suggest things like India, Finland. I don't know. And this is something that publishers are going to have to take and put in the back of their mind. Now, again, it might not be anything. Just like Wizards of the Coast having a Kickstarter taken down for using, I guess, proprietary or IP that is claimed by Wizards of the Coast. But I've even on that one, I've heard from other publishers that they have had communications from Wizards of the Coast to change projects or to address things in future printings that Wizards of the Coast feels has crossed the line. Now, I don't know if with this book issue, if somebody flagged it for the Chinese government. I don't know with the Wizards of the Coast issues, if there's somebody going around in our gaming community at large looking for Kickstarters that are violating Wizards of the Coast IP. Although it seems that Wizards of the Coast is not actively looking. If somebody brings it to your attention, they got to take care of it, right? I don't know if the Chinese government has been actively looking. Maybe somebody brought this to their attention. I don't know. I do find this whole thing interesting and disturbing in a way. Because we've got two different things going on right now. Possible censorship of books leaving China. Not even books made for internal consumption, but books that are meant to be consumed outside of China. Consumed meaning used. And the quote, Wizards of the Coast IP takedowns, or at least closer looking at Kickstarters. It's an interesting time. It's certainly not an easy time to be a publisher, big or small. Well, if you're big, I guess you're not getting a takedown from Wizards of the Coast because you probably are Wizards of the Coast, or you have lawyers on staff to deal with such eventualities. But having your if this company hadn't, and I say this company, if the printing company hadn't returned the deposit, this could have been a Kickstarter that went nowhere. It could have been dead in the water. Think about that. And again, we are taking the Kickstarter publisher at their word. I see no evidence to do otherwise, but I have had some dissenting voices reach out to me thinking that this is another like Ken Whitman-style scam, the ultimate excuse, the government burned my books. But I don't know. That's a hard one. All right, folks. On that note, I'm going to bid thee adieu. We have well surpassed 100,000 plays of this podcast. And that's in less than a year. We've still got about 2 months to go. Fucking amazing, man. Really fucking amazing. I am stunned. And I thank you for the faith that you have in me to put this stuff out. Hopefully tomorrow's episode will be Mike and Eric talk shit, or talking crit with Mike and Eric, or Eric and Mike, or however the fuck we're going to put it. Like I said, if we get enough traction on Talking Crit, we will branch it out into its own podcast, probably weekly. But it's going to be weekly here on Tavern Chat. All right, folks, on that, be safe. Be healthy. As always, God bless. Roll the dice well. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.